Hi, this is Alan Marquette with Field Notes, produced by the Prince William Sound Science Center and KCHU Terminal Radio. Last time on Field Notes, we discovered that Dr. Mary Ann Bishop, a research ecologist from the Prince William Sound Science Center, and Dr. Kathy Kulitz, a seabird biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, are studying predation on herring by seabirds in Prince William Sound. Over the last few decades, studies have given a much clearer picture just how many organisms rely on herring as a food source throughout the year, including whales, sea lions, seals, seabirds, and other fish species. From October to March each year, juvenile herring struggle to survive. It is during these long winter months that the juvenile herring experience low or even negative growth rates. A combination of starvation and predation make mortality rates for juvenile herring highest during winter months. Current studies indicate that large numbers of both zero-age herring and one-year-old herring in Prince William Sound bays and fjords are heavily predated upon by seabirds. Of the 18 species of seabirds that feed on herring during winter in Prince William Sound, the common murre could account for as much as 80% of the juvenile and adult herring consumed annually by seabirds. Another part of the herring study being carried out by researchers includes predation on herring by other species of fish in Prince William Sound. Dr. Mary Ann Bishop, a research ecologist with the Prince William Sound Science Center, and Dr. Sean Powers, professor of marine sciences at the University of South Alabama, along with Jordan Watson, a fish ecologist with the Prince William Sound Science Center, are trying to find out if predation on herring by other fish species in Prince William Sound may be contributing to the slow recovery of herring stocks in the sound. From November and March of 2009 to the present, researchers have been sampling 5 to 10 locations in Prince William Sound using successive cruises and experimental long lines and gill nets set in nearshore areas. The areas selected included mostly the heads of bays where juvenile herring are most often observed during winter. So far, over 1,900 fish have been collected representing 49 separate species. However, more than half of the fish caught were Pacific cod, walleye pollock, or yellowfin sole. Each of the fish caught had their stomachs carefully dissected and the contents examined under a microscope to determine their diet. Everything from squid to tanner crab to herring are cataloged and become part of the bigger picture, understanding of predator-prey interactions in Prince William Sound. The diet analysis are ongoing, but results so far show that herring are among the most popular fish to be eaten by other fish in Prince William Sound during the winter. Some of the predators of herring so far have been skates, soles, sculpins, halibut, pollock, and Pacific cod. Pacific cod, however, have emerged as the biggest predator of herring in Prince William Sound, accounting for more than half of the herring found in fish stomachs thus far. Pacific cod are among the most voracious and predominant fish predators in the nearshore habitats of Prince William Sound during winter and consume large amounts of diverse fish prey. Pacific cod apparently forage constantly and opportunistically, making them the primary predator of most of the prey species observed in the stomach samples. In fact, they even serve as one of their own greatest predators, as Pacific cod were the most predominant species of fish found in Pacific cod stomachs. Pacific cod may prove to be responsible for a substantial amount of herring predation in Prince William Sound, driving what ecologists refer to as top-down regulation. Jordan Watson with the Prince William Sound Science Center explains.
Pacific cod may prove to be responsible for a lot of the predation that we see among herring in Prince William Sound. This drives what ecologists refer to as top-down predation, which is when an organism's abundance is driven largely by predation from other species. As the final data become available for this study, we hope to use the estimates of herring consumed by Pacific cod and some of the other species to try to put together some sound-wide estimates for herring predation and thus top-down regulation.
In other regions where herring stock studies have been undertaken, Pacific cod have been implicated as a factor in the top-down regulation of herring stocks. Meanwhile, other researchers continue to examine bottom-up factors such as the availability of zooplankton as food. This Prince William Sound Science Center study will contribute to the greater understanding of how herring stocks in Prince William Sound are affected by fish predation. When all of the herring research is compiled and integrated, researchers should have a much better understanding of why herring stocks have been slow to recover and of possible ways to help in the recovery of herring in Prince William Sound. Research for this work has been sponsored by the Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Trustee Council. For Field Notes, this is Alan Marquette.